Guys, so story time. Yeah, so I have just come from Tanzania, and I'd love to share my experience, like yeah, the whole experience. So yeah, it was exciting. Obviously, I was excited because it was my first time going to Tanzania, and yeah, I had everything ready. Yeah, then I decided to go by bus so I can experience, the road trip, the views, the scenery, yani, and also to go through several places in Dar, like juitapita several places until to fike Dar. Yeah, so yeah, I booked the bus. I used Kidia One. Kidia One is quite nice. It has AC, good seats, comfortable seats. It has a toilet, and yeah, it was good. So I booked that one. Normally, actually, they charge 4,500 Kenya shillings kwenda, then 4,500 kurudi. Yeah, so I booked, and I decided I want to travel during the day so that I can see, the views better and the sceneries. So yeah, little did I know the hours that were waiting for me. Yeah, so yeah, I left Nairobi at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. Eh, najua wengine wenyu ndo mlikuwa mnaamka. Yeah, so yeah, and it was very, what can I say, it was on time. Yani ukichelewa hivi 1 minute, mazi, you're not catching that bus. Yeah, so we left at 6 a.m. It was quick to get to the border. We used the Namanga border, and we were there in like I think 2 hours or so. Then the border was quick. By the way, hakukuwa na shughuli mingi, hakukuwa na story mingi. Nakumbuka time tulienda Rwanda, and we used Uganda and the Rwanda border. Hey man, we took time, we took time, Hey, those guys, I don't know, but this one was swift. It was very quick, by the way. In like 20 minutes, we were out of there. Yeah, then we proceeded now into Tanzania. Yeah, so we got a guy to exchange for us, money from Kenya shillings to Tanzanian shillings, and then we got also somebody to give us SIM cards za Tanzania. Yeah, so that it would be easy, like to use internet on their side or calls or yeah. So yeah, I got both. Yeah, so niko na line ya Vodacom, you guys. Nikirudi Tanzania, nitakuwa very much connected, Yeah, so from the border, it was beautiful, it was scenic, everything was nice. Loved the yeah, loved the scenery. And then we go to Arusha. It was quick. By the way, Arusha is very near. Arusha ni karibu. You can even go, unaweza enda Arusha asubuhi na urudi jioni Nairobi. Yeah, it's very near. I didn't expect it's that near, yeah. So yeah, we got to Arusha, stopped a bit, then we proceeded. Mi nadhani sasa tuko Tanzania, so tumebakisha just a few hours tufike da. Shock on me. Tulika, you guys. Yeah, yani it's exciting, but I'm still tired, like mwili tu nimechoka kukaa, Yeah, so we got to Moshi next, I think. Yeah, it was Moshi. Moshi was the next main town, and Moshi is clean. Wow, I was told it's like the cleanest city in Tanzania, in the whole of Tanzania. It was clean, and it was beautiful and green. And in Moshi is where you see a view of Kilimanjaro, yeah, Mount Kilimanjaro. It was very nice. And then it's so hilly. It has many hills. It has, yeah, those, yani landscape yake ni supu sana. It's very nice, yeah. So we went through Moshi, then tuka proceed, you guys. Guess until what time? 11 p.m. Yani nilitoka 6 a.m. Nairobi, nafika Dar 11 p.m. Wacha tu, I was fatigued, but I was grateful and happy that tumefika Dar, Yeah, it was nice. Luckily, I had the person I was sitting next to was talkative, so tulipiga story. So yeah, and she was from Tanzania, so we, my friend, the Swahili was passing me. Yeah, hey, they have ai Kiswahili yao jamani. Ai, in fact, the moment you speak, they'll just know you are a Kenyan. Kiswahili yetu mi sijui kwa aje, lakini watajua tu ukiongea tu hivi Kiswahili, ah, huyu ni Mkenya, you know. Yeah, there's just that way. Our Swahili are like very different. Yeah, so yeah, it was the trip was nice, other than kuchoka in the many hours, everything was really good. Yeah, so we got there in Dar, at least it was easy to move around because they have Bolt. Yeah, and Bolt here ikona three options. Ikona the normal car, ikona Bajaj, that is the tuk-tuk, and then ikona Boda Boda, the motorbike. So, yeah, you choose. So I tried all. I tried normal car, I tried Bajaj, the tuk-tuk several times, and then I tried Boda Boda once, just once. Because it's like, it was as crazy as Kenya. Like, I see polite, there's nothing like a polite motorbike ride, you know. Yeah, but overall it was nice. And then the town is laid back, it's not as fast paced ka Nairobi. Like, what you get here, everybody's like, kila mtu is minding their own business, moving around and all, haraka haraka. There it's chilled, you know, you meet people, they're just saying hi. Yeah. Hey, dada. So you definitely know you're in Tanzania. Yeah, and then it was great. It's a beautiful town. The weather ilikuwa perfect. Hey, kwanza venye tulikuwa tumetoka, like, weather Nairobi tumeacha kukua na baridi. You know, the freezing cold. And then unaingia, weather ingine hapo warm. Hey, it was such a nice shift, you know. You're like, ay, see, I just stay here for the whole, you know, the whole month yenye iko na baridi, and then nirudi Kenya after the cold is over. Yeah, so got a nice hotel. I think it's a 4-star hotel. It was very nice, spacious, the views, it had very nice views. I think I shared a video of it. And then yeah, good service and all. Yeah, and then I was ready now to explore that. So it was like a day before our event, because we had a main event there, a grand success day, but I went a day before, so I had like a whole day to explore that. So that's where my exploration started. So went to the mall. The mall was nice. Yeah, the mall was nice. Sat at Samaki Samaki. It's a nice restaurant, it's rustic, very nice views, very good music. Yani, you just feel, una feel ni kama, yani, holidaying. Yani, you just chilled, not thinking about, you know, work or, yani, you're not thinking about anything, you're just there, enjoying, yani, feeling the moment, yani, just taking it all in, you know. Yeah, the menu at Samaki Samaki, it was kind of funny because of the words they use, and they were in Swahili. So kulikuwa na like milkshake ilikuwa imeandikwa nyonyo baridi. I was like, where is this? I think I shared the menu before on my status. Yeah, so unapata like the terms they use in their Swahili, they are very different. You know, like traffic, wanaita foleni, which makes sense. I mean, it's a line of cars, so foleni. And then the other one that was kind of like funny for me was hashtag. You know, the way we say hashtag, yeah? So for them, it's really. Ah, so somebody's saying a number and then they say really. Then I'm like, what is that? Kumbe ni hashtag. Aye, you guys. And then mtu akikusomea number and then anasoma na you know, Swahili sanifu. And then kidogo kidogo kwanza una and it's like your mind takes a step back to evaluate what this person is saying. You know, like, yes, I know what, the letters in Swahili, but sijasikia mtu akinisomea 0, 7, 6, sijui nini. Yeah, so